Last week, former Senator Christopher Dodd, the new CEO of Hollywood's trade group, the MPAA, declared film piracy to be the single biggest threat to his industry. On Monday of this week, the music industry's trade group, the RIAA, asked a court to reinstate a $675,000 verdict against a student in Boston who was caught sharing 30 music files online. And today, Michael Gallagher, head of the video game industry's leading trade group, actually, we're not quite sure what Michael Gallagher was up to today, because although computer games are theoretically as easy to pirate as any other kind of digital media, the video and computer game industry as a whole seems a little less caught up in anti-piracy zeal. Robin Walker is a game developer for Valve Software, one of the more successful computer game publishers. He says that, at least in his industry, combating piracy doesn't mean criminalizing file sharing. It means offering a better product than pirates can.
I think it's looking at the things that pirates are providing and asking yourselves how you can provide something better than that. So, to pick an example, if you purchased a product from us, we're going to continue working on that product after we've released it. We're sort of making that initial purchase of the product significantly more valuable over time. And so if you somehow manage to get it for free initially, but not in a way that lets you plug into that system, you know, that's going to be a big hassle for you as you continue to try and figure out how to get each of those incremental improvements over the next few years for free as well.
Now, do you charge for the game and then that's the last transaction, or is that like owning a subscription that you continue to pay for as the game automatically updates itself?
We don't charge for the ongoing updates. You know, one of the things that are interesting as you look at the internet in general and its impact on media, it's created what we call network effects. If we take action one day that somehow brings another 50,000 or 100,000 people to the game, all of our existing customers just got happier. Their game literally just got better. And so we sort of focus on not necessarily trying to figure out how to get more money out of you specifically, but how we can use you as a valued customer to attract more customers.
And that's particularly true because it's a multiplayer online game, right? So the quality, at least in theory, is measurably better the larger the pool of players is, right?
Absolutely. But I think the internet makes that somewhat true of almost all forms of media. You know, if you're a fan of something, whether it's music or movie or something, there are other people on the internet who are excited of fans of the same thing, and that there's sort of value to you in finding them and creating something of your own that shows you're a fan of that and all those kinds of things that's possible to build a business around it.
All right. Now, I noticed that you have figured out a way to separate your growing number of users from their money and to do so in a way that discourages piracy. Tell me about that.
We also put our products in retail. One of the other things we kept finding was that we had some customers who had already bought the product from us who were starting to send us kind of strange emails like, do you guys have a tip jar or something like that where I can, you know, I sort of feel guilty about the amount of free content I've got from you in the last couple of years. I'd like to give you some more money. So we created a system which allows you to purchase additional stuff that you can use to customize your character and sort of show that you're a fan. But to us, they're all just specific implementations of solving the core problem, which is when people like something, they want to be able to show they like it. And one of the best ways you can do that as a customer is to send some money at it.
Our producer, PJ Vogt, is himself a huge fan of Team Fortress 2. In addition, he's extremely impatient and a total loser. And as a consequence, instead of painstakingly accumulating power in this game, he buys it retail from you.
Right.
And he couldn't do that if he didn't have a licensed version of Team Fortress 2, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And again, it's one of the reasons why being a legitimate customer has higher value than being an illegitimate customer. He also gets to play with all the other legitimate customers. So, you know, the decision he makes is validated to some extent by the other people who care about it as well.
Well, you know, that sounds like a very pragmatic philosophy. It's not one embraced by the recording industry or Hollywood, who have, you know, engaged in wholesale lawsuits against pirates. You know, I'm wondering if your model has any applications to other kinds of content that is easily pirated online.
If you look back at the time when the sort of piracy of music started really taking off, one of the things that I think was a key component of that was that fundamentally the service provided by the software tools people were using to pirate were better tools than the legitimate tools in the world that allowed you to find music that you might like. And I think the success of things like iTunes has shown that when those legitimate tools come along and they catch up, that they succeed as well. I think customers are fundamentally honest.
Have you been drinking? I mean, iTunes does well, but it only captures about, you know, some small percentage of the download market, like maybe one or two, and the other 98% worldwide is stolen. I mean,
I have been drinking. Obviously, I'm much more aware of our space than other spaces, but to us, it's a pragmatic problem, right? It's not something you solve by taking philosophical attitudes towards what's piracy and what's not and what's right and what's not. You tack it much more to what can we work on that will result in the most value generated at the end of the day.
Robin, thank you very, very much.
No problem. Thanks for talking to me.
Robin Walker is a game developer for Valve Software.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.